Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Leonard Seuss's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around, changing the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's the mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them out of Berlin now that they've seen Harry? Gonna show those princes what a blitz is. They'll give them Heil, American style. How you gonna keep them from crossing the Rhine, winning victory? They'll make those Nazis take it under lamb until the Fuhrer hollered Uncle Sam. How you gonna keep them out of Berlin now that they see Harry?
Save that applause, ladies and gentlemen. You'll need it to congratulate Harry Von Zell. Yesterday, the Von Zells were blessed with an addition to the family.
Oh, dear.
Look at him blushing. Harry, I'll bet you've been through plenty.
Oh,
waiting for the new arrival at the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital.
Oh, Eddie, you don't know what it's like pacing up and down on that bare hospital floor.
I don't know what it's like. You know that bare floor?
Yeah.
There used to be a carpet there. Who do you think wore it out? Harry.
Yes, Eddie.
I would like you to accept this little envelope for the kid.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Gee, thanks, Eddie. What's in it?
Well, after all, a child is entitled to a little security, Harry.
Oh, no. Well, what's in the envelope?
Safety pins, Harry. Safety pins. But no kidding, Harry. I can hardly wait to see your baby.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Eddie, you love that baby. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah?
What a kid. You should see it. What a baby.
Harry, what is it, a boy or a girl?
Huh?
I say, is it a boy or a girl?
That's important.
Why, yes. Of course it's important, Harry.
There are two kinds, huh?
Don't look at me. I wouldn't know.
Hey,
why don't you find out, Harry?
I'll call up the hospital and find out.
Yeah, here's the phone.
I think it's a boy because when I held it in my arms, it reached in my pocket where my cigars were.
Right. Sounds like a boy. Yeah.
Although, on the other hand, it reached into the pocket where my wallet was.
Must be a girl.
Oh, hello. Hello, hospital. I want the fraternity ward.
Not fraternity ward.
Maturity ward.
No, Harry. Maternity.
Oh, maternity. I get so excited. First time I've been a mother. Oh, hello. Hello, this is Harry Von Zell. Mr. Von Zell, I'd like to find out if my baby is a boy or a girl.
Huh?
Jeepers. Wow. Yippee. Oh, jeepers.
Harry. What is it?
They're going to find out.
Harry, get away, will you? You're too upset. Let me get on the phone. Hello? This is Eddie Cantor. I'm calling about a baby. No, not my baby, no. Who? Oh, sure, I remember you, Miss Perkins. You're the head nurse. I know it's been a long time. No, Miss Perkins, I'm not giving my business elsewhere. Look, I'm calling about Harry Von Zell's baby. What has he got, a boy or a girl? Oh, that's wonderful news. Wonderful, Miss Perkins. It's wonderful.
What is it?
She just got married.
My baby?
No, Miss Perkins.
Well, what about my baby?
Miss Perkins, what about the baby? Is it a boy or a girl? I mean, Von Zell's baby. I know you just got married. What? Are you sure? Oh, thanks, Miss Perkins. Harry?
Yeah?
Let me congratulate you.
Thanks.
It's a boy, Harry.
A boy?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Why couldn't I have had a girl?
I don't know, Harry. Maybe I've used them all up. Gee, a boy. I've got to tell Leonard Seuss. Oh, Leonard.
Yes, Mr. Kenner.
Leonard, this is a big day for Von Zell. Yesterday he got something every young fellow like you looks forward to all his life. A new trumpet. No, kid. Something you hold that goes...
A clarinet?
No. Look, Leonard, try to remember not so long ago what was it your mother used to pick up in her arms and carry into the bedroom. My father. No, a baby. Harry. Harry Von Zell became a father.
I did. Well, gee, congratulations, Harry. I'd like to take you out and buy you a drink, but I'm on the wagon.
What do you mean on the wagon?
Well, between broadcasts, I deliver groceries for Safeway.
You're not on the wagon, kid. You're on a merry-go-round. Oh, Nora. Nora Martin.
Did you call me?
Nora. Did you hear about Harry?
Oh, yes. And I bought this little blue dress for the baby.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. No boy of mine is going to be wearing a dress.
Oh, but Harry, he's only an infant.
My kid is no infant. He's strong as an ox.
Yes.
8 pounds of solid muscle. Yes. Well, listen, the last 3 blocks, he carried the start.
Oh,
and you want him to wear a dress.
All right, Harry, all right. What do you think your baby should wear?
Well, right now I can see him stepping into the ring.
Yeah.
A pair of trunks, boxing gloves, bathrobe thrown over his shoulders, and the hula dancer tattooed on his chest.
Well, I know he'd have fun with the boxing gloves, but Harry, why the hula dancer?
Well, I gotta have some fun, too.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Nora. He's excited.
Well, anyway, I'd like to dedicate Sweet and Lovely to Harry's new baby.
Go ahead, Nora. And if Harry's baby is listening to the song, I'll get it. Hello? Hello? Kansas speaking.
How do you do?
Great Gordon, the Russian.
Kansas?
Yeah?
About that present for Mr. Bunzel's baby.
Oh, yes, yes. Tell me something, Russian.
Yes?
Are you at the toy department in the May Company?
Toy department? Hold on, I'll find out. Bartender, this is the toy department.
Bartender? Russian, what are you doing at a bar?
I came in here to get a bottle of milk for the baby.
Why, you fool? They don't have milk at a bar. All they have is whiskey.
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, stop, will you? Russian, tell me, today when you were at the department store looking for a gift, did you get any ideas?
Well, I had an idea. But when I picked it up, the sales lady made me put it down.
What was it?
The sales lady.
Oh, goodbye, Russian. Sing, Nora. Come on, Harry. We'll go over to the department store and get your baby a gift.
Sweet and lovely. Sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely. Heaven must have sent him my way. Skies above, ever were as blue as his eyes. And if he loved me, who would want a sweeter surprise? When he nestled in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill of words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me. Than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. And now here is medicine and something.
boy, Eddie. What a big department store.
Now, Harry, look, I want to get something that will look nice on your baby. What does he look like?
Well, he has my eyes, my nose, my mouth, and Jack Benny's hair.
Yeah. How could your baby have Jack Benny's hair?
Well, Jack came to the hospital to see the baby, and when he leaned over, the kid grabbed his toupee.
Fine, fine. If Jack had bent over a little further, the kid would have had teeth, too. Look. But really, Harry, you mean the kid has all your features?
Yeah, well, all except one, Eddie. He has my wife's hands.
Your wife's hands?
Yes, the baby owes those lovely, soft, smooth little hands to my wife. And my wife owes her lovely, soft, smooth hands to Touché, the beforehand lotion.
Oh, your wife uses Touché, huh?
Yes, sir. She's going to keep on using Touché. She'll smooth a little Touché on her hands before she puts them in hot, soapy water. Then Touché's beforehand protection will help guard her hands from roughness and dryness. Hmm? Will help keep them soft and lovely. That's the way it works, you know, Eddie.
Why, that's wonderful.
No, that's Touché.
Yeah.
T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
You mean T-R-U-S-H-A-Y?
Yes, that's Touché. Spelled forward.
Forward?
Yes.
That's something new.
Yes.
Lately, I've heard things spelled backwards, sideways, and upside down, but forward?
Yeah, well, I spell it forward because any girl who uses Touché can look forward to lovely, smooth hands.
What a guy. What a guy. Now to find a present for the kids.
Yeah, say, Eddie, let's go to the toy department.
No, No. We want infant wear, Harry. Your baby isn't big enough to play with toys.
No, but I am. Oh, boy, you know what? Those choo-choo trains.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
And the fire engines. I like
them. I know, Harry.
Dang, 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 dang.
And have you seen those commando machine guns?
I have. What's the matter?
They got me.
Quiet, Harry. You're not going to the toy department. Here's what we want. Infant's wear. Oh, Miss Sales Lady.
I'm not Miss Sales Lady. My name is Myrtle.
Oh, Myrtle.
They missed me.
Just go ahead. Now, Miss, about this present. Do you have anything, say, for about 50 cents?
Nothing that cheap.
Do you have anything for, say, 60 cents?
No.
Well, what's the cheapest thing in the store?
You.
Look here, young lady, I'm a customer and I want a little respect. Now, can you help suggest a gift?
Well, for the third time, how much did you want to spend?
Just show me something. If I like it, I'll buy it. By the way, how much is that pretty little blue sweater with the cute hand-embroidered flowers?
$8.
I don't like it.
Why don't you just get a little bottle of baby perfume?
Baby, that's a good idea. How much is a bottle of baby perfume?
$18.
Wait a minute. A little bottle of baby perfume cost $18?
No, I just like to watch your eyes pop. The perfume costs 10 cents.
I like it. Wrap it up. 10 cents, that's nice.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Did you get the kid something?
Yeah, as soon as the girl wraps it up, I'll take it over to the hospital and give it to the baby.
Yeah.
But before we go, Harry, I'd like to put a card in for the kid.
Yeah.
What is the baby's name? What?
Gee.
What?
I haven't even thought of a name for the baby. That's going to be a problem, you
oh,
know.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Got a name? Go ahead.
Wait until you start walking the floor with him. You'll think of plenty of names.
Here's your package, Mr. Benny. Yeah.
Wait. Thanks. Come on, Harry. Let's go to the hospital.
Yeah, come on. We've been waiting in this reception room a long time.
Well, you know how busy hospitals are.
Pardon me, can I have a cigarette?
Sure, right here.
Here's a match. Thank you.
Gee, look at that poor fella. He just keeps walking up and down.
Yeah, well, after all, becoming a father is pretty tough on a guy.
The trouble with some fathers is that they pamper themselves and make a whole big thing out of it. You know something, Harry?
What, Eddie?
Before my first baby was born...
Yeah?
I worked up until the last minute.
Well, I don't know. What about me? You want to know something?
What?
2 hours before my baby was born,
yeah.
2 hours, mind you, I drove to the hospital myself.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Look, Harry, here comes that guy again.
Can I trouble you for another cigarette?
Well, here, I'll give it to him, Eddie.
Here's a match. Tell me, mister, we've been watching you walk up and down here in the hospital. When are you expecting the baby?
Who's expecting a baby? This is the only place in town a guy can get cigarettes.
Hey!
For
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Here comes the nurse with my kid. Hey, Junior, it's me.
Quiet, Harry. Here, nurse, let me hold it, will you?
Now, be careful how you hold it, Mr. Cantor.
How did you know my name?
Oh, well, I handled your charge account here.
Oh, Harry, look how he's... Look how he's looking at you, Harry.
Isn't that wonderful?
Listen, Harry.
Good. Not so good.
Listen to him, Eddie. He says goo goo.
Harry, I wonder what the baby's trying to say when he says goo goo.
Goo. I'm sick of saying goo goo. And I'm sick of sitting here like a dope with a bottle stuck in my purse. Everyone slapping my father on the back and slapping me on the back. Even now I got two jerks staring down at me. The fat one must be my old man. So that's my old man. I wonder who that is next to him with the Popeye. I hope that ain't my old lady. Could be. With a face like that, it could be anything. Get a load of them eyes, like headlights. Maybe it's the wheelchair bus. No, it can't be. This is only Wednesday. Oh, that nurse is coming back for me. Here I go again, over on my stomach. Over on my back, up with the legs, more talcum powder. That stuff tickles. If she sprinkles that talcum powder on me, I know I'm going to giggle. I just know I'll... kind of a guy my old man is. Maybe I'll be just like him when I grow up. And instead of just saying, goo, 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 I can say sensible things like Pop said and tell them...
Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, take a glass of sparkling sal hepatica. For then sal hepatica will help you feel better faster because sal hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. What's more, Speedy Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better. Thanks to gentle, Speedy Sal Hepatica.
Eddie, you know, it was awful nice of you to bring me to your house to give me a baby carriage. I tried all over town, you know, but I just couldn't get any.
Well, that's all right, Harry.
Gee.
Now, Harry, it's Doc. Take it easy. Watch these cellar steps.
Oh, well, don't worry about me.
I tried to warn you about this. Why don't you be careful like... me.
Who's down there?
Me, Ida. I want to give Harry Von Zell that baby carriage.
Eddie, that's the last baby carriage we have. You shouldn't give it away.
Well, why not?
Well, you never know.
Harry, I'd better not give you the carriage.
Well, now, Eddie, you don't think that...
Harry, you heard what Ida said. You never know.
Oh.
Here, Harry, have a cigar.
Oh, I don't want it.
What do you want?
You know what I'd rather have than that cigar?
What?
This book over here. Say, who are all these beautiful girls?
That's when I was with the Ziegfeld Follies, Harry.
Jeepers.
You see this little brunette?
Yeah.
The fourth one from the end?
Yeah.
Ida!
Huh?
Oh, Ida!
What's the matter?
This gal, Harry.
Oh.
What is Her name was Cuddles, see?
Yeah.
This Cuddles used to follow me all around the country. In fact, one day in Cincinnati...
Oh, Eddie, were you calling me?
And I'm telling you, Harry, this W.C. Field was the greatest juggler the Follies ever had.
Eddie, did you call me?
No, Cuddles. I mean, Ida.
You may mean Ida, but you're still thinking about Cincinnati.
Hey, Eddie, listen, what happened in Cincinnati?
Oh, I took Cuddles to a ball game and Ida saw us. How did I know she was selling hot dogs? Quiet, Harry. Listen.
What's that?
Who's that coming down the cellar stairs?
How do you?
Dude! Russian, get up off that floor. Russian, how can you be so stupid?
I concentrate.
Never mind, Russian.
Yes?
Here's Harry Von Zell. If you want to give him a present, what he needs, I'll give you a hint, is a baby carriage. I was going to give him mine, but now I figure someday I may need it.
Silly boy.
Wait a minute, Russian. I don't think you know anything about babies.
Don't say that. Dad, don't say. I can still see my little baby. The first day he was born, the doctor was holding him and patting him on the back. It made me so mad.
Mad? Why?
I'm the father, and I give him the credit.
Well, look, Russian. If you're a father, maybe you can give me some advice on bringing up my baby.
Very well. You see, the most important thing is the formula you feed the baby.
Sure.
And the only formula I recommend is Flugel's.
Wait a minute. Flugel's formula?
Most of course.
Yes.
See, I advertise it on the air, doubtly.
Yes.
Flugel's formula, left for brats, also good for dogs and cats. Feed your instinct Flugel's ham, he'll grow up to be a cute little lamb. Or would he rather be a pig?
Wait a minute. Russian, don't go yet. We're all going upstairs. You see, I just fixed in a little supper for Nora, Leonard, and the whole gang in honor of Harry Von Zell.
Oh, wait a minute.
Everybody, in honor of our new father, a toast. Let's drink to Harry, who's filled with joy, with a right to be proud. Who wouldn't? For he's now the father of a little boy.
To Harriet Hatton, to care for it couldn't.
Quiet, Russian. And now, Harry, that all the toasts are over, before you go, Nora and I bring you a brand new song in honor of your brand new baby.
You stay away day after day. How can you be so mean to me?
Each night I pray you'll come and stay. Oh, I've been dreaming of you, but you never do. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And when you took me home, you kissed me at the door.
You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. And now you act as though we'd never met before.
You took my kiss.
What hurts is this? You took my heart. And now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And now you've left me wanting more and more and more.
You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice. You kissed me three times. And when you took me home, you kissed me at the door.
You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. And now you act as though we'd never met before. You took my kiss. What hurts is this? You took my heart. And now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me three times.
And now you've left me wanting more and more and more. And more and more. And more and more.
Ma, who's keeping score?
And more and more. And more and more. And more and more.
Well, Ida, the company's all gone. You know, it was a nice supper you fixed for Harry and the gang.
Well, it wasn't typing.
Yeah.
There's always something exciting about somebody just becoming a father.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie, it was lucky I stopped you from giving Harry Von Zell our last carriage. It looks like we'll be needing it ourselves.
Ida, you mean someday you'll be pushing that carriage again?
Yes, Eddie, I'm getting tired of carrying those groceries home.
Oh, Ida! Ladies and gentlemen, this is October 25th, and Christmas is exactly 2 months away. Will you help us make the Yuletide something more than just a date on the calendar? For thousands of sick and wounded fighting men in the service hospitals from coast to coast, then give a gift to a Yank who gave. Deliver it to your nearest American Legion post, or if you make your purchase in the department store, ask them to do it for you. The size of the gift doesn't matter. Just put your heart into it and let a bedridden boy know that we will never forget. Make his Christmas the bright memory he fought for. Give a gift to a Yank who gave.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel.
Listen in again next week, same time. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. Good night, everybody.
Babe, if Junior is suffering from a cold, don't worry. Kids under 10 catch more colds than people in any other age group. But do something about it. Get a jar of Minute Rub and get after those cold symptoms. Rub Minute Rub on the back and chest. It will help to soothe that cold discomfort. And Minute Rub's menthol vapors will help relieve that clogged feeling in nose and throat, too. What's more, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. It won't harm your clothes or linen. And Minute Rub is just as good for you as it is for your child. So why not get a jar of this modern chest rub? Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Your station, KFI, Los Angeles.